This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of July. Is it really a happy time? This is one of the times of year when you are celebrating something that has value. But I, Doug Steffen, along with my friend Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, will be the first to tell you that what you know about July 4th is wrong. All right, let's talk about some of the prevailing myths about when the Continental Congress agreed to declare independence. It was not July the 4th, 1776. In fact, it was July 2nd. Did you know that, ladies?
No.
July 2nd, 1776, when most of the delegates actually signed the Continental Congress Declaration of Independence. And then August 2nd, there seems to have been some of the stragglers who signed. There was a big outdoor party that took place on July 8th, not July 4th. It is true that both Thomas Jefferson and John Adams died on July 4th, 1826. The lore about the dying Adams bemoaning that Jefferson survives is unproven. They were rivals. Actually, three American presidents died on July 4th. James Monroe, 30th President Calvin Coolidge, was born on July 4th, 1872. So when you think about some of the modern ideas that center or focus on July 4th as Independence Day, and then you realize they didn't take place until after the Civil War, July 4th as Independence Day was not declared until after the Civil War. Did you know that?
No, definitely not.
See? Man, are you glad you got up for this morning? I'm betting
so
you can
glad.
Tell all of your... Really, I'm not, that's not very convincing at all.
It's meant to be.
Ah, okay. Anyway, so...
I had no idea, actually. That's almost ridiculous that it was after the Civil War that it was only declared a national holiday as Independence Day. That's crazy.
And it had been something that Abraham Lincoln had been working on, and it didn't actually take place. It was kind of one of those Kennedy things. Kennedy said, we'll put a man on the moon by the end of this decade, and then he got killed. Well, same thing with Lincoln. He wanted to make sure that we had a unified, it was one of the things he said would unify the country after the war, was to have a single day of celebration that insisted that our heritage be unified. Thus, the talk and the focus on our country declaring its independence from the Brits, and not this focus of what we were fighting about, the differences between whether the North and South, big cities, small cities, slavery, no slavery, that kind of stuff. It was Lincoln's idea that we celebrate what was good and strong about America, our heritage and our history, and what better way to do that than to go back to the origins of our Declaration. But the 4th of July was agreed to because it seemed to be a day that all of these things could come together. But to look back at the specifics of the history of this, it was July 2nd when most of the delegates signed, and it didn't get finished until August 2nd. So there you go. How many people knew that? Raise your hands.
No one. Except
no one. So you know what? I'm going to disband. Well, wait a minute. Today's July 1st, right?
It is.
All right. So July 1st, we can celebrate July 4th and July 1st. Is that okay? We can celebrate it tomorrow. We can celebrate it Sunday. We can celebrate it Monday. We can have a weekend to celebrate our independence. What difference does it make what day it is? Who cares? I don't care. Celebrate the independence of our country this weekend on FM 105. With all the music, there are all those special musical shows that get on, a lot of the television programs. There is a, I don't understand how they come up with some of these themes on these holidays. There's an all-day marathon of some horrible shoot 'em up on one channel, and there's another horrible shoot 'em up all day long. Watch these people get killed on this show. What has that got to do with?
Sure. What station are you listening to?
Yeah, it is a marathon
before.
Of what's that CBS show that has been around for a long time? I think it's horrible. Joe Montana's in it, and it's been on for.
Is it one of those like cop shows?
Yeah, right. Criminal Minds. That's what it is. Criminal Minds.
Oh, okay.
Horrible show. And so that's on all day on AMC or something, and then there's another NCIS marathon on another station. Do you ever focus on what these shows are all about? What popular drama on TV is not about murder? Think about it. Or in some way, shape, or form. I was watching Blue Bloods last night. I happen to like the story of the family. That's why I watch it. I don't care about the shoot 'em up, but the family dynamics I find very compelling. Well written, very interesting characters. I like the actors that play them. So that's a show that I will pay attention to. But other than, and one of the reasons that I liked The Good Wife, which is coming back without The Good Wife, but with all the rest of the cast members pretty much in this next season, is that it told good stories. Madam Secretary tells good stories. But how many of them, honestly, can you find? If you can find them like that, you can probably count them on one hand. And the point I'm making here is that over the 4th of July holiday, when we would like to, I would like to think, that we not only celebrate the country that we live in that gives us the opportunities to do what we do, but understand and know more about our country. So when I give you little tidbits of information like that, it comes from me having studied this stuff and being intrigued by it when I was in college. I remember all of these things. Don't ask me why. I just do. And find it's fascinating. But you could find other things like this. You can go through history. And the history books that we read when we're in school that supposedly are accurate, this really gives you cause to think about the educational system that we have here, because most of the historical books are written pejoratively, pretty much like the morning newspaper is. Whatever headlines or whatever things you read, what you read is what they want you to read, not what there's no facts. It's what their interpretation of the facts are, and that's most of the history books.
Yeah.
Somebody's, it's like the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all tell the same story differently. And there are, when the first Bible was being edited, there are another dozen or so of the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John type overviews of the history of the church to that point, of the people that are there, or what it is that God supposedly said. And they never got put in because the people editing the Bible didn't like something about those people or what they wrote.
And there were certain chapters, and there were certain apostles, I think, that were left out, right?
Yeah.
They were voted out by the Catholic Church?
Right, like Mary Magdalene was the first apostle.
Right.
You never see that. Where did you see that in the Bible?
Yep, exactly.
Right? I chuckle about it because people take these things so seriously.
Well, that's what makes me, that's what's sad and makes me laugh at the same time.
Yeah. Right.
It would be like taking a Star magazine from today, shoot ahead a couple thousand years, and everything that you read, you're taking as gospel.
Yes, it's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I think I don't know that there is such a thing as the truth. There are facts that, when proven, are undeniable, but look at how the facts get distorted in a case in court, for example. One side wants it to be presented this way because it looks good for their client. Another side says, no, this is the way it really happened. And so you get into hearsay. I'm involved in a dispute right now, and it all comes down to your interpretation of what was said. And that means that somebody's got to think about what was said. And your experience may be that the color blue is like the sky versus the color blue that's the dark blue, the color of your car. You know, but they're both blue. One's light blue, one's dark blue. But they're both blue. Yeah?
Right.
Very heavily philosophical. The 4th of July gives us an opportunity to reflect. How reflective will you be, or are you just going to forget it all and stand in line so the TSA can do their thing?
The TSA. You can go. You're not flying this weekend, right?
I am not. I'm flying next weekend. Yeah,
that's good, because this weekend is going to be a mess, apparently.
Yeah, right. And it's all, again, how they take things, and nobody asks the question, okay, one day they were all functioning well, next day they weren't. What happened in that 24-hour period? Amazing! All of a sudden, the lines appeared out of nowhere. Oh, really? What happened? Oh, wait a minute. Now we offer you the opportunity to do TSA PreCheck for $85. So you pay us $85, and you can get right through the line. And, this is a tax, but they're not going to tell you the tax. It's a fee. No, it's not. It's a tax. So we have lots to celebrate in America and lots to think about with regard to what we would like to see in a country that was better run. But can we do that? Are we capable of it? Are we so diverse that we can't come up, we can't really agree? No matter who gets elected president in November, there's going to be this constant back and forth, as there has been. At least you go back to the Clinton era. But yeah, before that, pretty much when the Reagan era, I think more people got along, even though there were Democrats and Republicans and there were different ideas about lots of different things. People got along. And then when Clinton became president, that sort of broke down a bit. And then later in his presidency, it smoothed out a bit because he ended up being a lot like Reagan in many ways. I know that's anathema when people hear me say that. Oh, my God, Reagan was no Clinton. But in fact, Reagan and Clinton both made us feel pretty good about being Americans. And we haven't had that since then, by a long shot. So anyway, but let's never mind them. They're not responsible for what I think or how I am. I'm responsible for that, and you're responsible for it. So let's put all this other stuff aside and have a good weekend and be pleased with where we are and the fact that we have these freedoms and that a lot of people worked hard to get us to where we are, and a lot of people today don't appreciate it, sadly. But you can show your appreciation. Why not? Say thank you to anybody that you see. This, when you walk down the street today, Karen, New York, go by people and say, happy 4th, thank you.
I sure will. I will tell them that.
Yeah. I said Karen Victoria. There I am. You know, that may be something that we'll never be able to fix. It's just one of those things. And another thing we won't be able to fix is this program is brought to you by a number of good sponsors, and we're going to hear from several of them right now. It's 19 after the hour.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. Mm. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. They could anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk, we'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight Premature Birth and Birth Defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Another free, I'm on my way.
I love the USA. I love the USA. Say it as many times as you can. This is a place I love the USA. This is a group called Weezer. And this is a song that just came out this week, right, ladies?
Yes.
Yeah, they just released it yesterday in time for 4th of July.
Wow, just in time. So how can people download this? How can they find this song, America, by Weezer?
It's on iTunes and probably any other streaming music service that you subscribe to.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, too, if you want to listen to it there.
So do you both subscribe to a music service?
Yeah, I have Tidal. I love it.
What's Tidal? How do you work? How does that differ from the other services?
Tidal has some artist exclusivity, but mostly, and Apple Music has their own exclusivity too. But mostly it's just whatever format you tend to like. I like the app on Tidal. I like how it's laid out. The playlists that they have curated are really great. So for all different moods, for concentrating, focus, right, relaxing, partying, all they're really good.
I have Tidal because I like the playlist too, but I also have Spotify just because I feel like a lot of people choose their streaming service based on what their friends have, because you can share playlists with each other and collaborate on playlists, especially on Spotify. So me and my friends would always use those for parties.
Mm-hmm. All right. 25 past the hour. You learned something there, ladies and gentlemen. Did you not? About how that works? I know I certainly did. Time for us to spend a few moments smiling at the behest of some of the late night folks. Conan O'Brien, for example, last night joked about England and the 4th of July.
4th of July coming up. Yeah. 4th of July. 4th of July, of course, is when we celebrate our breaking away from England. And, you know, after this last week, it's starting to seem like England can't keep a relationship going. Have you been thinking? They're like, what's wrong with them? It's a happy break for us, but not as happy for them.
No, not really. Yeah, you like 4th of July?
Oh, the 4th of July is great. It's, yeah, it's fun. You know, you get to hang out outdoors on this holiday.
Hang out outdoors.
No.
You just want to be outdoors? I like, because it combines fireworks with alcohol.
Right.
Which is, I think, exactly, the stupidest, exactly, idea ever invented.
There you go. All right, no, guns and alcohol is the stupidest thing ever invented. And then fireworks after that. It's close second. Here's Stephen Colbert joking about changes Facebook is making to what you see on your Facebook feed.
Big news today from Facebook might affect you guys because they're saying that the algorithm behind your news feed is changing. It's going to now limit the amount of content from brands, celebrities, and media in favor of more posts from friends. And I think I speak for everyone on Facebook when I say, well, they're not exactly friends. Now, the company says the tweak is going to be good news for users who want more cute baby photos. I'm sorry, what was that again? Could there be more baby photos on Facebook? I know they're your bundles of joy, but until they're at least a year old, they just look like little Dwight Eisenhowers.
Everybody here doesn't know who Dwight Eisenhower is? There's a moment of silence.
I think he doesn't know, so yeah. We don't want to jump in and say...
No. Okay, you think, what'd you say, Kara?
I was agreeing, we know who he is.
Yes, we do. All right.
I don't know what he looks like and why he looks like a baby.
He was, well, because he was bald.
Oh, okay.
The last president that we've had. Could you imagine a bald man being elected president of the United States these days? Or anybody that wasn't reasonably attractive?
The Rock is bald and attractive.
Yeah, but he's not running for president.
Oh, no, maybe he could, though.
He could. Right.
The Rock, wait a minute, we may have come upon something there. The Rock for president. That's an idea I could live with. As long as he doesn't have Kevin Hart be his vice president, we'll be all set. For those of you who don't know, there's a movie out now called Central Intelligence in which The Rock plays a CIA agent and Kevin Hart plays his usual obnoxious self, sort of playing into or woven into the storyline. But yeah, Rock, he'd be The Rock for president. What an imaginative idea that is. 28 past the hour.
If you're a parent, you're a teacher. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Whether you like teaching or not, and whether or not you even like the idea of being someone else's teacher, if you're a parent, you are a teacher. Your children are learning by watching everything you do and say. They're even watching your facial expressions. So they see when you roll your eyes or are comfortable in a situation. They see your behaviors and they are learning. You are your child's teacher. Even if you never set out to be a teacher, even if you hate the idea of teaching itself, you cannot escape or get away from the idea that you are your child's teacher. For ways to teach your children effectively, visit drchristianconti.com and check out my latest book, Zen Parent, Zen Child. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Potty odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Our conversation 34 after the hour. Looking forward to having a nice weekend. Enjoy yourself. I'll be doing. I said this to somebody yesterday. I say it to Victoria and Kara. Now I've every year that I can remember, always it was since I was a kid. I spent the 4th of July making hay on the farm. I cannot remember. I don't go anywhere on the 4th of July. Normally the weather agrees, and certainly where I am. This weekend is going to be hot and a little wet here today and tomorrow, but after that, next week looks quite good. And it is the peak of the haying season on the farm. So on the tractor and just working and bringing people, I enjoy, and there's not usually anybody around. Meredith is off on a horse show that she normally attends at this time of year. And there's not, you know, everybody else is sort of with their families and doing their thing. My sister goes down to the islands. So here I am. Let's get on that tractor. Remember the old song, Get on My Pony and Ride? I'm going to get on my tractor and ride. Speaking of the weather and the 4th of July, the question has surfaced in behavioral and brain sciences. This is a one of those journals of medicine. The study proposes a model for understanding violence. The euphemism for climate aggression and self-control in humans is clash. Don't you let you know this is a government study when they come up with something like that. So clash is a study on climate aggression, self-control. So global warming is making you angry. That's basically what I get out of this. According to this study, people living in warmer year-round climates, i.e. Florida, for example, or the Southwest in our country, more prone to violence than people who live in cooler climates. So we're going to use this argument. Let me see if I can follow this. It's cold in Chicago, so it should be that the amount of violence, murders, rapes, deaths, that kind of stuff in Chicago would be much less than Los Angeles. However, and I'm making quick work out of this study, because last year, almost four times as many people were murdered in Chicago than in Los Angeles. And there were plenty of people murdered in Los Angeles. So
But the interesting thing, though, is murders spike in Chicago and New York in between June and August.
Yeah,
it's up to 10%. Yeah.
Right. Yes. So there is something that the heat does make us angrier. I guess we can figure that out.
I mean, the mafia killings in southern Italy are more prevalent than in northern Italy.
It's
crazy. This is a study out of Amsterdam. This has been, I guess, they've aggregated a lot of studies. They put it together in this one big paper. But it is really interesting that there's obviously some sort of pattern here, and I don't know exactly what it is. The only thing they seem to come up with is that the extreme heat that people live in, if it's non-seasonal climates where you just sort of have heat all the time, mm-hmm. that it keeps the human body in more of a constant state of arousal, and so that you're more on edge.
Can we take it one step further and you can make love more often when it's hot than
There's more. Yeah, well, they say there are more babies born in warmer climates.
Yeah.
Less birth control is used. I mean, there are a lot of weird patterns.
Yeah, okay. I think an easy explanation, too, is just more people are outside when it's hot.
Yeah.
And so more people are just interacting with each other.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, and this is going to make me sound 150 years old, I'm going to go with when you have a lot of heat, you have a lot of alcoholic drinks, too. And heat and alcohol are a really bad combination. So I think if you kind of look at all of this and you look at these outdoor cultures, which is another thing the study talks about, there's always alcohol involved.
Mm-hmm. Guns and alcohol. Fireworks and alcohol. What a great American tradition.
Yep.
And then we have this guy, this runway model, Crit McClain, who gets naked and runs around New York because he doesn't like Donald Trump. That lasted about an hour.
No, he was demanding a meeting with him.
Yeah. He fell off of some platform and got hurt.
This literally shut down Times Square yesterday for an hour.
Right. Yes. Crazy.
And this guy went to Columbia. He's a 21-year-old model who went to Columbia, and he obviously was doing some sort of crazy hallucinogenic drug. But wow,
but it isn't really funny, actually.
I'm not laughing at drug. No, I know, but I'm just saying, it was a crazy, crazy situation. And we see a lot of weird stuff in New York City.
Well, but why? But you see, that passes it off as acceptable. I hear that too a lot. Oh, you know, New York and Los Angeles, those people are crazy. And then it becomes more acceptable. Yesterday I was talking to somebody who was moving out of San Francisco. He was working there and decided that he'd had enough of the permissiveness in San Francisco. It has changed a great deal in the 8 years that he's lived there. And I don't spend much time in San Francisco, but I've always thought it was a nice place to visit. Fox City Diner, the Embarcadero, it's kind of cool to be on the water there. But in fact, what's happening, and if you diggle around a little bit in what's happening, both in Oakland and in San Francisco, the kind of permissiveness, especially those who are homeless, who have inundated, they've come in and taken over certain parts of the city. And he says he was driving down the street, and some guy took down his pants and just defecated on the street.
Mm.
And you look around, and there's all kinds of stuff like this going on all over the place. So this is one of our great American cities, folks, and we're giving way to or giving in to, and I've heard these stories before about San Francisco. So instead of leaving your heart in San Francisco, you leave your dump in San Francisco.
Ew.
Just
happy birthday, America.
Well, that same thing happened in New York, like yesterday, wasn't it? Where that guy was caught on the camera shoving a bag of crap down a woman's shorts.
Yeah. So, what is there crazier people, warmer time of year, or is it just that we have there's so much, the drugs are so much more prolific now, much more easily available, people are doing crazy things, and we have become more accepting of some of this stuff, which probably is not in our best interest. I wouldn't have thought anyway. Anyway, shall we find some good news here?
Yes.
Jane the Virgin. Anybody know about Jane the Virgin?
Yeah, super popular CW show.
Right. Okay. So there's an actress on Jane the Virgin who's teamed up with Tony and Guy Hair Products to offer makeovers to women who are traumatized. They want to try to change their lives. Grace Santo is her name. The initiative is called Glam with Grace. She hopes the initiative will help boost the confidence and self-esteem of traumatized women. She has teamed up with the people who are the founders of Tony and Guy. Now, I do not know this hair products line because I don't use that sort of thing. So is this something you use or commonly use?
It's a very popular brand.
Is it?
Yeah, they've got a lot of great products.
Yeah. So this young lady came up here from Brazil. She grew up in very negative circumstances. And so now that she's been successful, she wants to help others who are in need, which is a great. There's nothing that you can find fault with here. There's nothing. If you grow up poor and you have a way of changing your life or life takes you down a different path, you know, there are a lot of people, and this is what bothers me about this movement of people who say they deserve to have something just because somebody else has it. Not something that rings a bell with me, especially when you see someone like this who came from nothing and made something of herself. Somebody else didn't make something of her. She made something. You give her the credit because she is the one who decided that she didn't want to be living the life that she was. So she empowered herself. And so this maybe gives somebody else, because everybody's different psychologically. Some people have it and some people don't. You can't use, on the other side of the street, you can't use the example of one person. That person made it, so why can't you? Because we're all different. But how to motivate people, I think you get to people by understanding how to motivate them as much as anything else. And some people will listen to you and some people won't. But at least you give them an extra chance here. So that's what this lady is doing. I don't know that much about her. And has she been in other things, Jane the Virgin?
Yeah, she was in a movie last year with Sofia Vergara and somebody else, I forget the name of it. But she's not the star of Jane the Virgin. She's one of the other
actress
co-stars. Yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. But what a great idea. And
absolutely.
Nobody prompted her to do this. How old is she? 25,
23? 23.
What a perfect way to get into people's face and be nice about it, literally and figuratively.
Right.
Good for her. Yeah, that's good. So what can you learn from that? When you face yourself in the mirror today, can you say, I'm going to do something for somebody that's not as fortunate as me? Whatever it could be. Maybe you give some time in a VA. See, that's what happens, I think, a lot. 4th of July is one of the times when we should have people, I would like to think, I shouldn't say should because it's a lousy word, but give time to help people who otherwise won't be able to celebrate or pay any attention to the birthday that we celebrate this weekend, the birth of our country. A lot of people are just in such bad, I mean, I'm thinking, frankly, my mind just went to a picture that I saw on Facebook this week of my cousin Dougie, who has a really, really bad Alzheimer's. I think I talked about him when I was in Denver earlier this year. And how he's the son of my namesake, the commander of the Wahoo from World War II. And he's 70, now would be 77, 78. Has full-blown dementia, Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. He's gone. Oh. He still breathes and he still, you know, sits in a chair all day long as a vegetable. But he's gone. And I saw a picture of him and his wife, and I thought, jeepers crow. He was somebody who was, the reason I bring it up now is because he, because of his father, was always very gung-ho, very involved in community things around the 4th of July. And when There were stories to be told. He was always the first one to be asked to tell the story of his father. And it just, you look at him like he is in that vegetable state. Ugh.
It's so sad.
It is, but there are a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
So what can you do to help them out over this weekend or at any time? This lady we were just talking about decided to give some back. How much of your time do you give back? Do you spend, let's say you spend 12 hours a week watching television. Can you get by with 11 and give an hour to do something good for other people?
That's
I'm sure there are
point.
Ways to do that in the world that you live in. So
absolutely.
Food for thought. 46 past the hour. Here's some blood for thought. The blood flow that comes from having Super Beets on hand in your home so that every day you can take a teaspoon of Super Beets, put in a glass of, pour in a glass of water, drink it, get that energy, open up your arteries so the blood can get to your muscles, your brain, all of your very various functions will be better because of the nitric oxide that's in the beets. Beets have been grown, non-GMO beets, by Super Beets. They cook them, they dry them, they powder them, they put them in a canister, and they send them to you when you call and order them at 800-655-4183. Best thing that has happened to lots of people when it comes to energy, concentration, focus, getting the job done, and living a healthy lifestyle. 800-655-4183. So because there'll be operators standing by all weekend, you can call and get in on the ground floor. If you've never ordered Super Beets before, when you call 800-655-4183, they will be happy to offer you a 30-day supply free. So you buy a regular 3-month supply, and you get a 4th month without charge. Use it, love it, or send it back and get your money back. 800-655-4183. I think I've told the story pretty much. When you have good blood flow and circulation, you will not have high blood pressure. This is the first step to keeping your blood pressure where it needs to be or getting it down to where you want it. 800-655-4183. Get on the Super Beets program fast today. You can go online to DougLikesBeets.com and order it there. But no matter where you order it, get Super Beets.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for InTheNews.tv. It's officially summertime, so you may need a new routine. Lifestyle expert Justine Santaniello partnered with brands to show off her summer must-haves. Justine, what are your picks for a new summer routine?
First, start cleaning your makeup brushes. EcoTools Cleansing System is a simple solution. They have makeup brush cleansing cloths and a makeup brush shampoo that are both dermatologist-tested and free of parabens and chemicals, so they're safe for your skin and brushes. For hair care, try the Nourishing Collection from Head & Shoulders to leave your hair smooth, soft, and flake-free. It has a calming lavender scent and ingredients like cottonseed, guar bean, soft wood extracts, and anti-dandruff ingredients. When going outdoors, I recommend using OFF skin-applied personal repellents with DEET or picaridin. These protect against mosquitoes that may carry the Zika virus. Applying these products to exposed body parts and clothing will help you avoid bites. Moving indoors, I suggest the Winix HR1000, the world's first Wi-Fi-enabled air purifier. It helps clear your home of harmful particles that cause allergies and other health issues. When paired with the Winix Smart app, you can control the unit from anywhere and track your home's air quality. And to keep bugs out of your house this summer, try Raid Ant and Roach Killer. It works 7 times faster than the next leading ant and roach spray as it kills bugs fast on contact. No lingering odor, lasts up to 4 weeks, and effective on ants, beetles, spiders, and more.
Thanks, Justine. For more information, visit InTheNews.tv.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 is like baklava. You'll eat it, but there's no going back for a second helping. I'm out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Anything. Goal is goofy, corny, predictable, and total fluff. It's also heartfelt and entertaining. But man,
just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age. and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then, I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Tech Talk time, or actually the overview here, for purposes of grand display, time for us to go through the top five technology items of the week. And here to help all of you understand what's going on in the world of technology is Victoria Keelan. I'm going to be the big voice. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. I have a big voice. I'm going to use my big voice as the big voiced announcer to introduce the top five items. And I'll start with number five by saying, number five.
That was very convincing.
Is that good? Okay.
That was good.
Thank you.
Well, big story this week, Facebook's new algorithm. So Facebook has been under a lot of scrutiny lately with their trending stories, the algorithm that was behind that. It turned out it was mostly human error. And so now Facebook's actual algorithm for what you see in your news feed has been updated. It's eliminating a lot of media posts. It's eliminating a lot of branded content and advertising. And basically, they say they want to get back to when you go onto your news feed, you really just see your actual friends and family. And the whole reason Facebook was started was a way to connect with friends and family. So they say that's the core of their experience at Facebook, and they're really trying to get back to that. So you'll see far fewer advertising and advertisements, unless it's really specifically aimed at you based on what else you've shopped for, which is something, Doug, you, I know you've noticed a lot on the internet.
yes.
as well with cookies and things like that. So you'll still see some of that, but it's definitely cleaned up a lot. Yeah. And I've noticed this week they've made it's made a big difference so far.
I've found it difficult. It's all cookies and no cake and no ice cream. Very difficult to get used to. Number four this week on the top five list of important technology items.
Well, these are two apps by Splitwise. One is for traveling with friends, and one is for dining with friends. Of course, both are very relevant on a long holiday weekend. There'll be lots of dining out with groups of friends. And everyone knows that it's never fun when the check arrives, and no one knows how much they owe. So this app basically does everything for you, the Plates by Splitwise. It's a free app, and you can download it in Google Play or the App Store. And all you do is enter in the number of diners, the total of the check amount before the tax, and whatever the tax rate is, and the app does everything for you. You can even pay your friends through the app. So that's going to make dining a lot easier. And the traveling app is basically an extension of that. You can create a trip, you can book everything within the app, and you can add pictures of receipts, you can export the trip totals as a spreadsheet, and it even changes currencies within the app based on your location. So it makes traveling with friends and dealing with the money part of it a lot smoother.
Yeah, and you can watch your brain atrophy while you're using it.
I seem to recall us trying to figure out how old America was earlier this week. And you were wrong. And
then
you
realized
you were upside down.
I didn't need a nap to figure it out, though.
Yeah, maybe Splitwise would be good for you.
Okay, thank you. Number three on our list of the top five tech items for this past week.
Well, Microsoft really wants everyone to upgrade to Windows 10 now. They are pretty much tired of supporting Windows 7, Windows 8, and Windows 8.1. So if you have your computer set to automatically download new installs, you're probably going to get into a little bit of trouble downloading Windows 10 because the size of the file takes up so much space on your hard drive. A lot of people are complaining that the install gets halfway through the update and then it stops because there isn't enough room left on your hard drive. Mm-hmm. The Windows 10 app, or the upgrade, takes between 3.5 and 6 gigs of your hard drive space. So you have to definitely do, if you have a PC, you want to do a defrag and make sure you free up a lot of space, clear out everything you can, delete as much as you can, and before you start the install.
Right. I'm interested in doing a defrag myself. Number two this week on the list of top tech stories.
A new proposal shows that foreign citizens entering the United States could soon be asked a very 21st century question on their entry forms. What's your social media identifier? That's right. What are you doing on Twitter? What are you doing on Instagram and Facebook? The U.S. government wants to track you when you're visiting.
Oh, my God. That's hearing for the government. And the number one story, the number one item, according to our research in the world of technology this week, Victoria, is...
Microsoft has gotten in on the Zika virus game, and they have developed high-tech mosquito traps that are going to be tested this month in July on the Gulf Coast. The traps actually identify specific breeds of the mosquitoes and record when each mosquito enters the trap. If it's one that's known to carry Zika, it notifies the local health office automatically.
I got my own special trap for mosquitoes. You want to hear what it sounds like?
Okay. Well, you're lucky if they don't bite you first.
That's usually what you respond to with me. There we go. All right. Tech Talk time. Time for us to acknowledge the importance of technology in our lives here.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.